Seder, but stay.
Okay, in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Maaseh, we learn about the Arei Miklat, where someone who murders through accident or negligence runs away, and we also learn about the Chalukas Haaretz, the Arei Leviim, and we learn that the Arei Miklat are part of the Nachla given for the Arei Leviim. As a matter of fact, the Gemara points out that all of the Arei Leviim, even besides the six Arei Miklat, all of the Arei Leviim also serve as Arei Miklat. Somehow there's some connection to the fact that where the murderer has to run away for refuge has to be Davka, the cities of the Leviim. Why Davka, the cities of the Leviim? So I saw in a sefer called Yalkut Yehuda, he wanted to say that, give it a more technical explanation. He said, because the Leviim aren't really supposed to get an Achla, right? That's the whole point. They're not supposed to get an Achla in Am Yisrael. But on the other hand, they need to live somewhere. So the Torah gave them cities, but wanted to show they're not really theirs. How did it show they're not really theirs? Because the Torah had to pick some place for the murderers to run to. And therefore it says, oh, they have the right to go to the Leviim cities, which shows it's not really theirs because they have to share it with anyone who comes for refuge. And that way, it's not a violation of the principle of not giving the Leviim a Nachla in Am Yisrael. Okay, this is a technical explanation, although it's philosophically fascinating in terms of how makbid the Torah was to separate the religious power from the economic power, that those who are in charge religiously should not be the ones with economic power, with a real hold in the land, that even their own houses they should have to share with the public in times of necessity in order to avoid the corruption that comes by combining those two. However, the Sefer Achinoch gives two other very simple Pashat explanations. The first explanation, the Sefer Achinoch, has to do with Kedusha. He says, the Leviim, their cities, who are the Leviim? Not only do they work in the Beis HaMikdash, but Yoram Mishpatech Yaakov, V'Torah Tchali Yisrael, they were the ones who learned Torah, who taught Torah. The Leviim were the Tzaddikim, the Talmidei Chachamim, they were very holy people. You can imagine the cities of Leviim must have been suffused with Kedusha, must have been pervaded with Ruchnius. So this fellow, he needs a lot of Kapara. Gullus is, in fact, Mechaperet, right? But he killed someone. Even if they're just negligence, that's a very, very serious sin. He needs a lot of kaparas. The Torah says, let him run to the Arei Leviim. It's so holy. There's so much Kedusha there that Kedusha will help him make up for what he did and grow in Ruchnius, and the Kedusha and the Torah and the Avodah of that city will help him get kapara and grow in Ruchnius. That's the Chinuch's first approach. His second approach is a very fascinating complementary observation. He says, there's another problem. Wherever this guy runs away to, you can imagine that, you know, this guy's a murderer, sachakol. You know, call it manslaughter, call it negligence, whatever you want. The neighbors are going to talk to him, right? They're going to want to have anything to do with him. He could very easily be marginalized and just driven, you know, to a life of more crime by being rejected. People will look down on him. People won't accept him. Not only that, there's always someone who has some connection with the victim. Wherever he goes, maybe someone's a second cousin of the victim, maybe someone's a good friend of the victim, maybe someone went to yeshiva with the victim. You know, someone will want to take revenge on him and take care of it, and it'll be very hard for him. So where did the Torah pick to send him? The Leviim. The Leviim who learn Torah and go to the Beis HaMikdash, they're not just holy in their Bein Adam Lamakom. They have midos. The Leviim, part of what they learn in the Torah and by serving Hashem is to be accepting of people even with their flaws, is to be nice and warm and welcoming to people, is to try to help people overcome their problems, and even if they had some connection with the victim, to be mocha their own perspective and not to, you know, not to take things personally and not to just care about their own personal agendas, but to care more about Hashem's agenda, which is loving every Jew. It says, Davka, they go to the Arei Leviim because those people who learn Torah and who serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, what do they get from that Torah? What they get from that Torah is the midos of acceptance and niceness and love for every Jew, and even being mochel my own hurt and suffering and anger in order to love and accept all of Hashem's children. And that's why they go to the Arei Leviim. Okay, we strive, the Rambam says, the Anishmit to be Yovel, that everyone can strive to be like the Leviim and dedicate themselves and make Avodas Hashem and Torah and Mitzvahs the center of their life. Making Avodas Hashem the center of our life, being like the Leviim, the Chinuch teaches us, means two things. A, being pervaded with Ruchnius and spirituality and Kedusha. But one of the ways that expresses itself is not to have the type of spirituality in Kedusha that looks down on people and rejects people and is an occasion for my implementing my personal agenda in Ruchnias, but rather to have a true kind of Torah Ruchnias, which is about acceptance and love and trying to help people and putting my personal agenda on the side and caring more about Hashem's agenda, which is to love and accept every Jew and try to help them grow. Shabbat Shalom. I've heard the